Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve is in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Partly cloudy and 51 degrees. Measles in the United States has climbed to the highest level in 25 years, but what comes next may be even more disturbing.
With a national outbreak approaching 700 cases, a Vanderbilt University vaccine expert, Dr. William Schaffner, says this is alarming because measles is the signal that these communities are susceptible to a whole menu of communicable diseases we thought were relegated to yesteryear. Rubella, chickenpox, bacterial meningitis. New York outbreaks responsible for nearly 400 cases, mostly in Jewish neighborhoods. Ultra-Orthodox rabbis generally have no religious objections to vaccines, but the anti-vaxxers are stoking parents' fears. In California, hundreds of people rally against a proposal to give public health officials the say over doctors, which children can skip mandatory vaccinations. And Washington State voted this week to ban parents from opting out for personal reasons. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Cali County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a fatal crash yesterday morning in the 2000 block of US 160. A van owned by Best Cabs of Wichita was traveling east and crossed the center line, hitting a westbound car head-on. The driver of the car, 39-year-old Joshua Mosqueda of Cali County, died in the crash. The driver of the van was hospitalized.
A fourth-grade student has his school nurse and an aide to thank for saving him from choking on a chicken nugget.
The Mays Board of Education recognized nurse Stephanie McClellan and paraprofessional Glenn Schaefer at this month's meeting for stepping up when this past January Keegan Dalton began choking on a chicken nugget. Keegan tells KSN News what happened at lunch that day.
I laughed with a chicken nugget in my mouth, and I inhaled, and as I did that, I couldn't breathe, so I'm like, what's happening? Am I dying?
The district says the pair took turns administering the Heimlich maneuver on Keegan until he was able to breathe. His mother, Christina Dalton, was working as a substitute teacher at Mays South Elementary School when her son began choking. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In his first 100 days in office, Kansas 2nd District Congressman Steve Watkins has seen a few issues rise to the top of his conversations with Kansans.
I think the top three issues, jobs in the economy, health care costs typically, and securing the border. People agree that we need the HR to produce and to manufacture, but we're a build-the-wall folk who love immigration, just want it to be legal.
Watkins says health care reform is going to be a challenge because the Republicans no longer hold a majority in the House of Representatives.
President Trump says the White House will continue to fight the opioid crisis.
Addressing a drug abuse summit in Atlanta, President Trump pledged his ongoing support combating America's opioid crisis and shared the stage with some who know its effects all too well. Tom Murphy is a Virginia State Police special agent whose son died from an overdose.
Every overdose is someone's child. Don't judge. Educate.
Law enforcement and public health officials say the nation must treat addiction to reduce demand, but also crack down on the suppliers. The Trump administration has launched a new public awareness campaign at crisisnextdoor.gov. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
A photo of three young men sharing a meal with an elderly widow shines a light on the importance of compassion.
Jamario Howard taking to Facebook to say he went out to eat with friends in Oxford, Alabama, where he saw a woman named Eleanor sitting by herself. After chatting with her, he learned Eleanor had lost her husband. The following day would have been their 60th anniversary. Howard posts, "I instantly gave my condolences and asked her to come eat with us, which she was excited to do." Telling followers, "Always be kind to others. You never know what they are going through." Tens of thousands reacting to the act of kindness. His post, along with a photo of the group, shared over 46,000 times. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is going to be moving from northwest to southeast across Wichita. That will give us strong gusty winds from the north here, 25 to 40 miles per hour. Later on this afternoon, our high 74. Clear and breezy tonight, our low 46. And after a cool start to the morning tomorrow, Friday's high back to 74. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, 51 degrees, a west wind at 8 miles per hour. Had a little fog earlier this morning, but now National Weather Service says just partly cloudy out there. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2019. Yesterday, beautiful afternoon, Ted. Got a chance to go out and do some running yesterday afternoon. It was beautiful. No wind.
Pretty nice.
72 degrees for a high yesterday. Normal
Boy,
high
we could
70.
Use a few more days like that.
Looks like we're going to have one or two and then a little, maybe some rain and even some severe weather coming in later, a couple of days from now. On this date in 2011, the worst tornado outbreak in U.S. history began. Over a four-day period from April 25th to the 28th, 327 confirmed tornadoes occurred. They unleashed an expansive swath of appalling death and destruction over 21 states, extending from Texas to New York and even southern Ontario, Canada. Wow. 327 tornadoes over a period of just 4 days. Great. Interesting. Interesting. All right, Ted, one of our stories this morning, we've got a fourth grader who was choking at one of the maze schools and they had the Heimlich maneuver. You just heard about that a few minutes ago. Would you know what to do if you saw somebody choking? The Heimlich maneuver. You know, one time they were in media, we were talking about that all the time. And I think what you do is, help me out, Ted, if you know, come around from behind.
You get behind the victim.
Get your
yes.
arms up mm-hmm. and you get right over right
at the base of the rib cage.
Yeah,
basically.
Right there at the sternum or the yep. base of the rib cage. You just get both hands and you poke it back up.
A very strong upward
thrust. Or
yeah, to yeah. try to get that victim's body to dislodge whatever's
and
choking the airway.
Yeah. A couple of times of that, and usually it'll pop right out. But they were thinking fast at the school, and they got the little boy. They got him saved there.
How about that? That's good stuff.
Good yep. stuff. Well,
I've never been in a restaurant or anywhere where that's happened. I know some people have, but I've never seen
it. Had that happen. Well, he apparently couldn't get over his ex-girlfriend, so he got himself over her literally, and that has him in trouble with the law. Police in Pittsburgh say they've arrested a man who had holed himself up in the attic of his ex's home. Authorities say the woman found 31-year-old Carrie Cacuzzi in her bedroom this past Saturday. Now, that wasn't cool because police say she had a protection order against him.
Yeah.
And after she
so
called
he must be he's a, dangerous. Yeah.
He is. She called 911. Police searched the house, found Cacuzzi hiding, and he told officers he was homeless and he'd been sneaking in and out of the house for about 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
And apparently hiding up there in the attic. Someone says that helps explain odd details around her home recently, like finding blankets on the floor when she didn't leave any behind, and hearing something scratching up in the attic that she shot was a mouse. I threw that part in. But yeah. I don't know. I get a feeling if somebody was up there in my attic, I would know about it, but maybe not. And I know if I had an ex-girlfriend, I know I would never take up residence in her attic. That's something that I wouldn't do. I don't know about you, Ted. James Holzhauer. Who is that?
I do not know.
You don't know him yet? You do know who he is. He's the guy, he's the 34-year-old professional sports gambler from Vegas.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Who's been clobbering everybody on Jeopardy.
Yep.
I'm a fan of Jeopardy. I know you are, too. I mean, it's a good show, and it, you know, it challenges your what you know, a lot of trivial stuff, but a lot you know. And this guy, on Wednesday's show, won
$73,621.
He just gets what he does, he starts at the bottom where the big money is, $1,000, and he starts clearing those out.
Right.
And then I've noticed later in the show when he's got about $50,000 on and the other people have $150,000,
mm-hmm.
he starts letting them, I think he lets them come in and,
probably,
and answer the
he
small
calls off the dogs late in the game.
Okay. He's got a 15-day winning streak totaling $1,135,175.
And that money total just obliterates
yeah.
Jeopardy records.
Yeah. Crossed the $1 million mark during Tuesday's episode, becoming only the second person in the game's 35-year history to reach the feat in a regular season. Non-tournament play. So this guy's,
I don't think he's fun to watch. I mean, he's like a machine. He's just, you know.
Yeah, it hasn't even been close.
I'm thinking he's made hurt their ratings. Maybe not. Maybe
no, he's been good for the ratings.
You think it's better? I would, you know, I'm thinking, why watch this guy beat everybody? He's bested only by computer programmer turned author Ken Jennings, who made off with $2,520,700 over 74 games.
It took Ken 74 appearances to do that, though.
Yeah,
this guy's basically got half that in only
days.
15 appearances.
15 days. So, yeah, they need to get these two guys together and,
oh my gosh,
and let them go at each other. But anyway, yeah, I would think it would be kind of boring, but on the other hand, people liked, you know, I guess they like to watch winners, and maybe that's why they listen to Steve and Ted, is because we're so excellent
exactly.
every day, and we know all of the answers. You think that's it, maybe?
Sure.
I'm sure that's it.
I'm definitely.
Big date in U.S. history. On this date in 1898, the U.S. Congress declared war on Spain.
Yeah, we went to war. Yeah.
10-week conflict resulted in an American victory. 10 weeks. And in that time, Teddy Roosevelt was able to gather up a bunch of young guys, Harvard, East Coast college people, cowboys from the West, workers, whatever you could find, and got these guys together, put them into a cohesive unit, got him on a boat and got him down to Cuba to fight, and the Rough Riders, Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders. And he was in the battle himself. He always wanted to be in a battle. He always wanted to be in a fight, and he got his wish, finally. Teddy Roosevelt. He's one of my favorite presidents, just because the guy was just out there. I mean, I don't like the fact that he was shooting animals by the hundreds, but on the other hand, that was the time and the place. 1898, the Spanish-American War.
And just 2 years later, he would become vice president.
That's right. Yeah. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. And he's going to be talking about the Boeing boss commenting on 737 certification.
Okay.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.